What's going on, everybody? And welcome to the Other Side of the Firewall podcast, where we talk the latest and greatest in cybersecurity news, as well as we highlight those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color who've made it to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williams, and as always, I'm joined by Shan Tynes.
What's up? What's up?
What's going on? So it's just the two of us all week. So Monday and Tuesday are topics. Wednesday, discussion. Thursdays, ask a CISSP. I should have on a new guest. A little bit behind the scenes. I always had a week in the can, but then some scheduling conflicts caused me to be in real time now. And it takes a long time to edit these episodes. So sometimes I don't make it because I always have to share it with the person before I put it up because I make sure they're okay with it. So if I take forever to get to it, I can't rush them. I can't be like, hey, you got a night to look at this video. So it is what it is. So it should drop. But last week you saw that the Thursday and Friday episode dropped on Friday. that was a me thing. And then Friday's everything else, movies, books, games, all that good stuff. So please subscribe to the newsletter. You can find it on LinkedIn or Medium. It's called The Weekly Rundown, just like the last episode. And then tune in throughout the week, Monday, like I said, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They all have articles associated with them and video and audio embedded in it. And then hit up all the socials that go by our name. We're trying to get to 500 subscribers. So please subscribe to the YouTube channel if that's how you're listening to this. Hit the bell, all that good stuff. Without further ado, I give it to Shannon.
All right, everybody. Look, I still had it muted. This article comes from the Hacker News. It's actually written by their newsroom, right? So I guess it's a conglomerate of people that contributed to this one. The title of this one is New UK Law Bans Default Passwords on Smart Devices Starting April 2024. So I realize that when you see this, we are in May, but this was at the end of April when they published this article, and it is pretty much already gone into effect, right? So, and we've talked about this several times on this show, where the IoT devices have become an attack vector for people to get into networks, right? So the UK, they're very forward leaning with these things, and some of the stuff that they do, actually a lot of the stuff they do when it comes to cyber protections, I'd love to see implemented in the US, but you know, because of freedom, we're not big fans of that. You know what I mean? So, but pretty much what this does is this was effective as of April 29th of 2024. The UK National Cybersecurity Center, NCSC, they're telling manufacturers of smart devices that they have to comply with this new legislation that prohibits them from using default passwords. So like with a lot of these IoT devices and even some of your infrastructure devices, right? Your routers and things of that nature, they have default passwords with them, right? And they ship with these default passwords, and you can easily find what they are just by Googling them, right? Or looking them up online and be like, hey, default password for, you know, Netgear router or whatever it may be, right? And boom, there it is right there for you, right? So if you have people that are not as forward leaning with their security, this becomes an issue, right? It becomes a vulnerability in your network, right? So people are getting into these home networks and, you know, taking control of other IoT devices they may have, right? Whether it be like a security camera, Ring doorbell, things of that nature. But anyway, the UK is trying to get away from that, right? So the law, which is known as the Product Security and Telecommunications Infrastructure Act, or PSTI Act, is going to help consumers choose smart devices that have been designed to provide ongoing protection, right, against cyber attacks. So they're going to have a list out there to say, hey, these are the companies that comply with this, you know what I mean, with this law, and these are the ones they're going to direct you to. Now, I imagine there's going to be some phasing into this, right? Like, so even though the law has gone into effect, I didn't see it anywhere on here, but I imagine there is going to be a grace period where they're like, okay, up until this point, we're going to allow a little bit of grace, but after this is the drop dead date for this, right? So, but what they're saying is the manufacturers, they're required to have devices that don't have guessable default passwords or ones that are standard across the board, right? So they're saying you have to come up with a unique password with these devices, right? So more than likely it's going to ship with it, you know what I mean, and be some type of random password that's hopefully something that's not very easy, right? Like a 4-digit PIN or something like that. Hopefully it's going to be
password.
No, please don't make a password. We already know it shouldn't be password, right? But it's supposed to be a unique password, right? So like with different, hopefully it's going to have different characters, right? Like different characters, your uppercase, your lowercase, number, special character, things of that nature, right? Switch it up. But that's the hope, right? And they talk about this law supporting the minimum are enforcing minimum security standards across the board. And they talk about the different things that could be connected to the internet that they're trying to have these manufacturers implement this with, right? So we're talking about smart speakers, smart TVs, streaming devices, smart doorbells, cell tablets, wearable fitness trackers, because that's a big thing, right? And the smart domestic appliances, which that one right there with the smart domestic appliances, like that is becoming more and more prevalent, right? So you're talking about the smart light bulbs, the plugs, kettles, thermostats, you know what I mean? Ovens, fridges, cleaners, washing machines, fridges. Like we're getting all these devices that, to me, I think those are the most important ones, because when it comes to like your smart TV, like if it's something you're watching all the time, eventually you're going to see a notification telling you got to update it, right? But when it comes to those other appliances, you don't get that so much, right? You set it and forget it, right? Okay, my thermostat is going to do whatever, right? My oven's going to do whatever, fridges, whatever. But the TVs and streaming devices, they're going to update. I'm not going to say for you, but you're going to see a message that's going to bring it to your attention. Not so much on the other one. So I like that they're doing it for the domestic appliances, which are becoming more and more prevalent. Like if you go and look now trying to buy some of these devices, like your refrigerators, your ovens, your fridges, even your washing machines and dryers, like all of these things are becoming smart devices now, right? But it's one of those things where it's like you buy it for that technology, but then you forget about updating it, right? You're like, hey, it's a good convenience to have that I can start a load of laundry from my phone, you know what I mean? But you're not doing anything to update the firmware or anything like that. You just like having the convenience of it. But like I mentioned before, UK, very forward-leaning on things like this, right? And even in this article, they talk about the different industries that have been that get a lot of attacks and things of that nature, and information technology and internet, like 75%, you know what I mean? So when it comes to attacks, so this is something that the UK always forward leaning on. They're always doing it for the protection of their people. I love to see it. I wish it'd be something we could implement more in the US, you know what I mean? Because we're very much into having smart devices and things of that nature. Like we just got to have it, got to have the latest and greatest. And this law would be something that'd be perfect here in the States for us to implement. But again, it takes the user doing their part as well, right? It's not enough that you have the law, right? But you still got to do your part too. You know what I mean? Because some people could just keep that same unique password, right? And if one of these companies gets hacked, right, and their automatic password generator list gets put out there, you know what I mean? They're like, oh, okay, we could try, you know, all of these. We know that. Let's just throw a company out there. We know Sony ships their IoT devices with these passwords, right? So let's try that. So it still, even though it's a good law, it still takes the human element to do their part to make sure they're secure as well. But Ryan, what's your thoughts on this?
No, absolutely. They are doing great things when it comes to just regulation in general, AI and things of that nature. So I'm happy to see it. I don't have a good segue. Please like, share, subscribe. It's still our content. We're trying to hit 500 subscribers on YouTube. I think we're at 380 something. And then we're trying to, you know, just broaden our horizons, be viewed by more people, just get our content out there. So like, share, subscribe, find websites to go by our name. So we talked about their AI legislation that dropped not too long ago. Mm-hmm. They are very forward leaning, especially when it comes to protecting their constituents. GDPR, right, comes out of the UK, and you see that prevalent everywhere. So even though we might not necessarily have the same law or regulation or to the same standard, it's easier for companies to go with the hardest standard and then push it out to everybody else. So even if we don't pass this legislation here in the States, every product that is fielded to the UK will abide by that standard, and by default it'll trickle down to us as well. So we'll still get the benefit regardless. And it's just good to see, because as I went through the list, I thought of different things, different topics we talked about. So it said smart speakers, smart TVs, and streaming devices. So we just talked about Roku and their breach. And then we've had several instances of swatting and things of that nature when it comes to smart doorbells and baby monitors and security cameras, right? Like people just creeping people out or leading to fatality. And then the wearable fitness trackers, we did not talk about it, excuse me, but there was a Russian general or Russian intel officer that they removed from the battlefield so I don't get banned using certain words. Mm-hmm. It was a smartwatch. So they were tracking him. They figured out his routines, his patterns, and things of that nature. And then when he's out on a fitness, whatever he was doing, no longer doing his job. so to speak. So yeah, so all these devices definitely have, like, from small scales, just people stealing information, creating botnets. That's what this really is, to stop layer three, layer four attacks, right? And then it also is protecting us on an individual basis. And then it just moves from there. So it's widespread. It's good to see. It also will keep companies honest when it comes to updating their products, right? It won't just be a set and forget, like, okay, we pushed out the device. The device is now in the field, and now it's end of life. We don't take care of it, right? So they'll have to take care of it for longer. There'll be a little bit more due diligence, due care with these devices, because they have to be updated for eventual leaks and things of that nature, right? So that's good to see. And then they also talk about cellular companies and the FCC fine that also was in this. So it's not specifically about this topic, but they bring it up. And I didn't know how much money they had fined these companies. So in the past, we talked about how cell phones can track your location, your whereabouts, and then they can sell this data. The FCC fine was $196 million, and it hit AT&T for $57 million, Sprint for $12 million, T-Mobile for $80 million, and Verizon for $47 million for sharing customer data. So that's a little bonus for this episode. Mm-hmm. This is why we need protections, because a company's purpose is, a public traded company's purpose is to grow and provide money to their investors. So you find new ways mm-hmm. of making money. And in this case, they decided to sell people's tracking data, because they track you every time you hit a tower. Until you hit the next tower, you're being tracked to where your location is for your benefit in providing you cellular service. And they're like, you know what? We can also sell that data to companies that want to know your driving habits, want to know where you shop at, want to know just your daily commute. And then it can provide you ads and commercials and things of that nature. It's free revenue. We're already tracking you to provide you a service. Why don't we just sell that data? So as you can see, we don't like that. Don't sell my data. I had to opt in for that. So a $200 million fine goes across all these companies. So again, like, these laws and regulations to tie back to this episode are for our benefit as consumers, because companies, they're not inherently evil, but they're inherently want to grow. They want to get bigger. So how do you do that? You find new ways to generate revenue, and usually it's not to our benefit. So I think this law will be great. I think this regulation will definitely come over to the U.S., if not through actual Congress sitting down, writing a law that pretty much mirrors it, which is the trickle-down effect. We will see the benefit as well, because, like you said, you just brought up Sony TVs. They're not going to make a Sony U.S. TV and a Sony U.K. TV. That's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Or they actually make, as a PAL, a bad example. They're not going to make... a baby monitor or what have you that's different between countries. They're just going to make one form factor, abide by the strictest rule, law, regulation, and then push it out to all the other countries. So we will definitely get the benefit from it. So with that being said, please continue to like, share, subscribe. Monday, Tuesday, our topics. Wednesday, discussion. Thursdays, ask a CISSP. Fridays, everything else. Movies, books, games. Probably have some hot takes on the Kendrick Lamar, Drake diss tracks going back and forth. Definitely tune in for that. Two old guys talking about contemporary rap. And then hit up the newsletter. So again, we're over 1,100, and it just seems to continuously grow week over week. So definitely enjoy that. Give me some feedback. We'd love to get your engagement. Hit us up on all the websites that go by our name, The Other Side of the Firewall, The Other Side of the FW, Ask a CISSP, or hit me up personally. I'm at Ryry Security Guy. That's Ryry Security Guy. You can find me pretty much everywhere. LinkedIn, Threads, Twitter, Clubhouse, IG, Facebook, TikTok. But definitely look for me on all social media platforms. Stay safe. Stay secure.